In the UK, bowel cancer is the fourth most common cancer, with over 40,000 people diagnosed each year. That's more than 100 people every single day. Globally, millions of cases are diagnosed each year, and bowel cancer is one of the leading causes of cancer-related death worldwide. Now, the reality is that these myths can create dangerous delays. They stop people from asking questions, getting checked, or seeking help. And it's not because people are careless, it's because of stigma, assumption, and outdated ideas. So today, my message is...
Welcome to Stoma for Life, the Bowel Cancer Awareness and Life as an Ostomate radio show and podcast. Your host, Raffaella, is here to debunk myths, clear up misconceptions, and help you approach the subject that so many people are afraid to talk about in a positive manner. Listen in for a new perspective. Stoma for Life on UK Health Radio.
Once again, hello and welcome to Stoma for Life here on UK Health Radio, the world's number one talk health radio station. Today's episode is deeply personal and incredibly important. April marks Bowel Cancer Awareness Month, and I want to dedicate this entire show to a conversation we still don't have openly enough. We're going to talk about bowel cancer, what it is, who it affects, the myths that surround it, and most importantly, what life can look like after a diagnosis. I'll also be sharing my own story briefly, from the moment I realized something wasn't right, through the diagnosis, surgery, and how I live today. This isn't a clinical lecture. This is a real conversation. I also would like to take a moment to thank Dansac, who have teamed up with me to sponsor this special Bowel Cancer Awareness Month series on Stoma for Life. Dansac create high-quality stoma care products, from pouching systems to skincare, that help people live fully and confidently with a stoma. I'm proud to be a Dansac ambassador, and having a system that works for me has given me the freedom to travel, work, and live life without limits. If you're listening because you're worried about symptoms, supporting somebody are newly diagnosed or living beyond cancer, this episode is for you. By the end, I hope you take away three things: awareness, reassurance, and hope. Now, let's start with a bigger picture. In the UK, bowel cancer is the fourth most common cancer, with over 40,000 people diagnosed each year. That's more than 100 people every single day. Globally, millions of cases are diagnosed each year, and bowel cancer is one of the leading causes of cancer-related death worldwide. But statistics alone only tell part of the story. When most people hear bowel cancer or colon cancer, they still picture someone older, maybe retired in their 60s or 70s. Their perception is exactly what puts younger people at risk, because symptoms are often misdiagnosed and overlooked. We've seen very public examples in recent years. For example, Deborah James, known as Bowel Babe. She was diagnosed at 35. She was a teacher, a journalist, and a mom of two, and she became a very powerful voice. She spoke openly about checking your poo, living with a stoma, treatments, and the emotional side of a terminal illness. She also co-hosted a BBC podcast, wrote a best-selling book, and reached millions with her message. Tragically, she passed away in 2022 at just 40, but her final message is unforgettable. Check your poo, it could save your life. Then we also had Chadwick Boseman. Quietly, he battled colon cancer from 39 while continuing to film blockbuster movies. He passed away in 2020 at 43, showing that bowel cancer doesn't always have a look. Somebody can appear strong, vibrant, and healthy, and yet be seriously ill. Recently, we had James van der Beek, the star of Dawson's Creek, who died this year at just 48. He was a father of seven with a busy life and yet faced this disease far too young. And in theatre, Ben Lewis passed away in 2025 at 46, a celebrated performer whose life was cut short in what should have been his prime. The point of these stories isn't to scare, it's to wake us up. These are people in their 30s, 40s, and 50s, just like many listening today, and often diagnosed later than they should be. So, if you take one thing from the segment, bowel cancer does not only happen to older people. Listening to your body and acting early can truly make a difference.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Imagine. Every day, clients walk into your office with their concerns about intimacy, identity, desire, and trauma. Questions that require more than basic training. Emotional and sexual dynamics are evolving, and today's professionals must evolve with them. We hear from parents unable to start conversations with their children around identity. Too often, adolescents have learned their sexual ideas from the internet. Couples have difficulty communicating about sex with each other. At the International Institute of Clinical Sexology, you can gain the specialized skills and knowledge to address those issues with confidence. Whether you are a therapist, coach, educator, or other healthcare professional, our advanced certifications and PhD program empower you to become a highly skilled, sought-after sex therapist. Expand your expertise. Elevate your earning potential. Start your journey today with the International Institute of Clinical Sexology. Imagine making a difference in our world. Learn more at clinicalsexologyphd.org.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
So let's take some time to talk about the myths. These are things that really stop people from acting early, and that's the real danger. Myth number one, bowel cancer only affects older people. We've already touched on this, but it's worth repeating. Age matters, yes, but it's not a guarantee, and it's not a protection. Every week on this show, I hear from people in their 30s, 40s, and 50s who have been diagnosed. Often their symptoms were dismissed, or they were told, oh, you're too young for this. That delay can mean a late-stage diagnosis, which makes treatment far more complex. So if you're younger and something feels off, don't assume it can't be cancer. Age doesn't give you immunity, and awareness can save your life. Now, even myself, I was in my early 50s when I was diagnosed. It never even crossed my mind. Myth number two, you have to have a poor lifestyle. Now, some people think bowel cancer only happens if you've done something wrong, like eating badly, not exercising, smoking, drinking too much. And yes, lifestyle can play a role, but the reality is far more complex. I've spoken to guests on the show who were fit, healthy, active, ate well, and had no family history of bowel cancer, myself included, and still they were diagnosed. That's a hard pill to swallow because it contradicts what we often think about deserving illness. Now, the takeaway, don't blame yourself. Being healthy doesn't make you immune, and acting early, getting checked, and knowing your body is far more important than lifestyle assumptions. This brings me to myth number three. The symptoms will be obvious. This is one of the most dangerous myths. Many people think bowel cancer will hit you with obvious signs, dramatic pain, uncontrollable bleeding, or severe discomfort. But more often, symptoms are subtle, gradual, and easy to ignore. Maybe your diagnosis is slightly off. Maybe you feel more tired than usual. Maybe there's a mild cramping or bloating that you brush off as stress or diet-related or hormones. Nothing dramatic, nothing urgent, until it becomes something serious. That's why I keep saying, trust your instincts. If something feels unusual for your body and it persists, get it checked. Even small changes are important. Myth number four, it's embarrassing to talk about. So let's be honest, talking about bowel habits, poo, or toilet issues isn't exactly dinner table conversation. But that embarrassment can come as a cost. Avoiding these conversations makes it harder to recognize what's normal and what's not. I remember a listener telling me they delayed going to the GP for 6 months because they were too embarrassed to talk about blood in their stool. 6 months later, they were diagnosed. If they had acted sooner, things could have been different. Normalizing these conversations is not awkward, it's life-saving. Talk to your GP, talk to your friends you trust, talk to support groups. Even sharing a small story can make somebody else more aware. Now, the reality is that these myths can create dangerous delays. They stop people from asking questions, getting checked, or seeking help. And it's not because people are careless, it's because of stigma, assumption, and outdated ideas. So today, my message is, bowel cancer can happen at any age. Healthy lifestyle doesn't make you immune. Symptoms aren't always dramatic. Talking about it is absolutely normal and necessary. If you don't take nothing else from this segment, please remember, myth can be deadly, but knowledge and action can save lives. So what should you actually look out for? Let's go through some of the key signs of bowel cancer. Those are the ones that I also had no idea of. Now, first of all, persistent change in bowel habits. This could mean going more often, less often, or noticing a change in consistency. Maybe your stools are narrower than usual, looser, or more solid. Maybe you feel like you're going to the toilet more often, but not fully emptying your bowels. These changes might seem minor, or you might just think, oh, it's diet or stress. But if this persists for a week, it's worth paying attention. Now, the second one is blood in your stool. This is one of the signs that often alarms people, and that's when they become active. But it doesn't always look like you might expect. Sometimes it's bright red, sometimes it's dark, almost black. Even small amounts matter. And don't assume it's hemorrhoids or a minor issue. If you've noticed blood consistently, it's important to get it checked. Now, third, abdominal discomfort. I had none of that. This could be cramping, a bloating, or pain that doesn't go away. Maybe it comes and goes, but you notice it more than usual. Some people describe it as a persistent heaviness, fullness, or pressure in the tummy. Again, it may not feel dramatic, but your body is trying to tell you something. Now, unexplained weight loss. That's something I didn't have. I actually gained weight. But if you're losing weight without trying, especially over a short period, it's worth paying attention to. It can be a subtle sign of something going on in the digestive system. Now, the fifth one is extreme fatigue. Not the sort of tiredness you get from a long day at work, but a deep, ongoing exhaustion. You may feel constantly drained, even after rest. This can be linked to blood loss, nutrient absorption issues, or the body fighting the disease. Now, finally, the feeling that your bowel hasn't fully emptied. Sometimes people describe this as a persistent urge to go, even after they've just been to the toilet. It might feel uncomfortable or like something's not right. Now, I want to make this very clear. Having one or two of these symptoms doesn't automatically mean you have bowel cancer. Most of the time, there can be other causes. But the thing is, if something feels unusual for your body and it doesn't go away, do get it checked. You're not wasting anybody's time. Going to the GP isn't overreacting. You are advocating for your health, and early action is what saves lives. A helpful way to think about it is our bodies send us signals all the time. Some are small, some are subtle, but ignoring them doesn't make them go away. Trust yourself enough to notice the small things and act on them. And one more thing, write down what you notice. Changes in stool, frequency, discomfort, or fatigue. Keep a simple journal. When you go to the GP, it gives them a clear picture. It makes the conversation easier, faster, and ensures nothing gets missed. So, to summarize this, look out for persistent changes in your bowel habits, blood in your stool, abdominal discomfort, unexpected weight loss, extreme fatigue, and your bowel hasn't fully emptied. And remember, noticing these early and getting them checked can make a huge difference. That's why paying attention, speaking up, and advocating for health is so, so important.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving, it's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
Sarah wasn't bad at her job, she was stuck in hidden grief. After her dog died, she took a sales role just to stay busy, but every pitch felt empty. A Cogna Movement session uncovered that she was seeking the warmth of her dog rather than serving her clients. Using our patented movement and sensory patterns, she cleared the grief and rocketed to the top. What hidden emotion is holding you back? Try our Essentials program at the special UK Health Radio rate. Visit cognamovement.com/radio or click on the Cogna Movement banner on the UK Health Radio homepage. Results vary.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Now, I just briefly want to share my story because if you followed me for a while, you know I talk about it openly. And my very first episode is actually dedicated entirely to it. Now, like so many, I didn't initially think bowel cancer would apply to me. Actually, it wasn't even on my cards, even when I went to the consultant. There were subtle signs, but I explained them away. I was going through menopause, so the extreme tiredness and the fatigue that I had, I thought were all hormone related. I was going through a very stressful time in my life. My bowel habits did change, but I could explain everything away until I couldn't anymore. And that's when I did go to the doctor, to the GP, and I had a FIT test done. Now, the FIT test did come back negative. And the doctor said, oh, I'd like to recheck it again. And the same result came back. And then she diagnosed me with hemorrhoids. And obviously hemorrhoids are a thing that can go away. And she prescribed an ointment. Now, I went home that day and I thought, no, I'm not even going to get this prescription. There's something there's something really wrong. And I phoned her and I said, I want this colonoscopy now. And a couple of days later, I had my appointment for the colonoscopy. And on the screen, I could already see there was something wrong, but I didn't know what I was looking at. So when they took a biopsy, I just thought I had polyps. I did receive letters and having an MRI and CT scans and another CT scans, and still the penny didn't drop. And when I sat in with a consultant that day, I remember it was a Tuesday, it wasn't on the cards when he said, no, you've got stage 3 bowel cancer. So I had no pain. I had no weight loss. So a lot of these things that I mentioned before didn't apply to me, although I had the blood in the stool, I had the bowel habits that changed, and I became active. And if I had walked away with only an ointment for hemorrhoids, I don't know if I would still be here. So like I said, like many, I didn't initially think bowel cancer would apply to me. There's a moment when you hear the words cancer and time almost pauses. Everything before that feels like a different life. From there, things went very quickly. Within 6 days, I had all the appointments, all the scans, all the decisions. It felt really overwhelming. And I had the Hartmann procedure. So they took part of my end bowels, they took it all away and formed a stoma, which was life-saving, yes, but also a huge adjustment. Waking up after surgery, knowing your body has changed, is something you can't fully prepare for. But I must say, I'll never forget, my surgeon came to my bedside and said, Raffaella, we moved all the cancer. So that felt like Christmas. My birthday, it was just the best news I could have hoped for. So there's the physical recovery, of course, but the emotional side is just as intense. You're processing survival, change, and a new normal all at the same time. This is where Stoma for Life became such an important part of my journey. Listening to stories from others, getting practical tips on living with a stoma, and realizing that life doesn't stop after surgery gave me hope and direction. The community, the guidance, and the resources helped me manage day-to-day life, regaining my confidence and start building a life that feels whole again. My life after diagnosis looks totally different. Different surely doesn't mean worse. Since my diagnosis, I've learned so much, not just about my body, but about myself. Strength isn't always loud. It can be quiet, consistent, and build day by day. Living with a stoma is something many people fear, but over time, it becomes part of normal life. With the right support and equipment, it doesn't stop you from living life fully. In fact, it can give you freedom you didn't expect. I'm a Dantec ambassador and I use their pouching system and stoma care products. They've given me confidence in my daily life. The freedom to go out and travel, to work and engage with life without worrying about leaks or discomfort. It's more than just a product, it's peace of mind. Knowing you have a system that works lets you focus on living, not just managing. I've learned from others too. One guest on the show was sent home after surgery with the wrong pouching system, and she struggled for 2 years before learning there were multiple options. I was lucky to find mine from the start, but many people do struggle. My biggest advice is try them all out. Find what works for you best. Every body is different, and having the right system can completely change your experience and your confidence. Don't get me wrong, little accidents do happen. It also happens to me. Recently, I had a day where I had to rush home and couldn't face cleaning up my soiled pans. I threw them away, and the memory of that day as well. And you know what? I can talk about it now, and I can actually smile about it. It was stressful, messy, and frustrating, but it's part of the journey. With stomas, you learn to adapt, and eventually, even the toughest days become part of your story. Life with a stoma is not perfect. It's taught me resilience, patience, and also humor. With the right support and the right equipment and knowledge, I'm actually living life without limits now. Now, I want to go back to this year's Bowel Cancer Awareness Month and the focus on early diagnosis and breaking the stigma, especially for younger people. Awareness isn't just about numbers, it's about action. Recognize subtle symptoms sooner, speak up sooner, get checked sooner. Trust your body enough to say, something isn't right, I need help. Every conversation, every story, every question you ask here helps break the stigma around bowel cancer. Sharing real stories is powerful. That's why I bring voices from my show into the conversation. Over 50 guests have shared their journey from stoma life to recovery to ongoing treatment. Each story carries lessons, hope, and also courage. Last year, I spread posters around Bowel Cancer Awareness Month in my local area. I went to my pub where people were happy to put them up. I felt supported there. I also went to my local chemist, and there the woman reacted as if she might catch it or worried it could be covered in poo. It was so awkward and a reminder that we still have a lot of work to do to normalize conversations about toilet and bowel habits. Now, here's the hopeful part. You listening now are part of that ripple effect. Sharing this episode with somebody you think might need it already makes a difference. Even if one person goes to their GP or acts on a symptoms they might have ignored, this episode has done its job. Awareness isn't just knowing, it's doing. Every voice matters and every action counts. If you take one thing away from today's show, let it be this. You know your body. If something doesn't feel right, don't ignore it. Don't let age, embarrassment, or assumptions stop you from seeking help. Early action can save lives. As I said, over the years I've spoken with more than 50 incredible people on the show, living with bowel cancer, in recovery, navigating life with a stoma. Each story is different, but one thing is the same: the resilience, the courage, and the hope. If you're living with or beyond bowel cancer, there is life after diagnosis. There is strength you may not realize you have. There is a community of people who understand and are cheering you on. You are definitely not alone. In closing, I want to thank Dantec once again for sponsoring this special Bowel Cancer Awareness Month series. Their support allows me to share their stories, raise awareness, and help people live fully with a stoma. Once again, thank you for listening, for being here, and for being part of this conversation that matters. Talking about bowel cancer, shared experiences, and breaking stigma can save lives. So take care of yourself, trust your instincts, be kind to yourself and to others.